Support for NPR comes from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse.
It's 8:04. I'm Jim Meadows with this look at AM 580 News. Nearly 21,000 people in northern Illinois are still without power following last night's thunderstorms. High winds blew a semi-trailer from the roadway near Marengo, and a building at the Rockford Airport lost its roof. 8 tornadoes were reported in central Illinois, although it will take days to confirm the reports. 4 were reported in Sangamon counties, the others in Christian, Morgan, Pike, and Shelby counties. A tornado warning interrupted state lawmakers last night, sending them to the Capitol basement. 2 tornadoes were reported by weather spotters northeast of Lafayette, Indiana. Also in Indiana, severe storms apparently caused an apartment building to collapse on Indianapolis's east side. Rescue workers are combing through the building. A Champaign County Electoral Board has decided to keep a candidate for an East Central Illinois State House district on the November ballot. A Democratic lobbyist had filed a challenge to Republican Frank Calabrese's name on the ballot in the 103rd House District, currently held by Democrat Naomi Jacobson. They claimed the GOP committee that slated Calabrese in April didn't file organization paperwork in a timely manner. Calabrese countered that the document was eventually filed and that he and the nominating committee substantially complied with the law.
The committee is independent to me. I did everything I could. And I tried to follow the law as best as I could, and that's what the committee found. That's what the tribunal found. I'm just happy I'm a candidate now, so I can take my message to the people.
Michael Casper is an attorney who argued on behalf of the objector, Pat Devaney. He says Devaney can appeal in the courts within 10 days, but he had not made a decision yet. Meanwhile, a challenge to Champaign County Board Member Brendan McGinty's ballot status has ended. The Illinois Supreme Court says it will not hear an appeal from the objector, Richard Reynolds. The High Court's announcement let stand an appellate court ruling that said page numbering errors on McGinty's primary ballot petitions were not serious enough to warrant his removal from the ballot. The Illinois General Assembly is considering a major expansion of legal gambling in the state. The plan approved by the Senate Executive Committee late yesterday would allow 3 new casinos and let existing casinos grow.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, former White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan writes a tell-all book that is intensely critical of the Bush administration and the Obama and Clinton campaigns lobby Democratic Party leaders on how to handle disputed primaries in Michigan and Florida. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
And Mr. McClellan's book,
yes,
first, Scintillating Allegations. Do they raise more questions about the integrity of the administration or the integrity of Scott McClellan?
I'll get to your question in a moment, but I have to tell you something which crossed my mind.
Yeah.
Every September, the Library of Congress and Laura Bush sponsor a national book festival,
yes,
which includes a visit to the White House. Do you think Scott McClellan will be invited?
Well, I wouldn't wager. Let me simply say, for the record, because you and I have both been guests at Laura Bush-sponsored festivals,
yes,
they invite plenty of authors who disagree with administration policies.
Okay.
However, maybe not this one.
Now to your question.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I have a personal problem in trying to understand why everybody gets so upset. Most of what I've read, I haven't read the book, but I've read many summaries of it, and most of what I've read indicate that what he had to say, that in the run-up to the invasion of Iraq, they put out a lot of things which were basically lies to try to justify it all. Yeah, we knew that. That President Bush himself gave the permission to tell a lie about Valerie Plame, the woman in the CIA that came from him. You get a little fillip here and there of something new, but basically the story, the awfully sad story of how they lied us into a war, was basically known.
As you know, his detractors suggest he's not telling the truth now. He's just figured out a way to sell books.
His detractors, of whom there are very many, say that he is disgruntled. Judging by where that book is on the bestseller list, I think he's very gruntled myself. He feels that they didn't treat him well. They didn't invite him into meetings where they did all the plotting and all. Mm-hmm. And then it comes a point where, probably with somebody like Peter Osnos, publisher, coming and saying, hey, I think we can write a real psycho book. And the thing grows on him. And after a while, yes, look at what he's done.
Representative Robert Wexler of Florida said that he should testify under oath to the House Judiciary Committee.
Yes.
His successor, or one of his successors, Dana Perino, said that she thought the White House could invoke executive privilege. Do you think he will be subpoenaed?